Clifford the Firehouse Dog by Norman Bridwell, read by Amherst Whitney and Bailey Holbrook. When you hear this sound, turn the page. My name is Emily Elizabeth, and this is my dog, Clifford. Clifford's not the oldest in his family, but he is the biggest. Last week, Clifford and I went to the city to visit Clifford's brother, Nero. Clifford knew the way. Nero lived in a firehouse. He's a fire rescue dog. They asked the firefighters if Clifford could help them. They thought he was the right color of the job. Just then, a group of school children came in for a fire safety class. Nero showed them what to do if their clothes was on fire. To smother the flames, you stop, drop to the floor, and roll until the fire is out. Clifford thought he could do that. He repeated the lesson for the class. He stopped. He dropped, he rolled. He rolled a little too far. Just then, we heard the sirens. There was a fire! Nero stayed to guard the children. Clifford and I ran ahead. He cleared the streets for the fire trucks. Smoke was pouring from the top floor of a tall building. Clifford pushed the crowd back to a safe place. He saw some people in trouble. Clifford to the rescue! The heavy hose was hard to unreel. Clifford gave the firefighters a hand.
But then he saw that the fire hydrant was stuck shut. Thank goodness Clifford was there to unstick it. They had to get the smoke out of the building. Clifford made a hole in the roof. The firefighters were calling for more water. Clifford found some. He helped clear the smoke away. When the fire was out, Clifford made sure that the firefighters got out of the building safely. They were grateful for everything he had done to help. We gave some firefighters a ride back to the fire trucks. Clifford was a hero. The fire chief made him an honorary fire rescue dog, just like his brother Nero.
Clifford's fire safety rules. 1. Tape the number of your fire department to your telephone. 2. Know 2 different ways out of your house or apartment building. 3. Choose a place nearby where you and your other members of your family can meet if you have to leave your house and get separated. 4. Never go back in the house for anything if the building's on fire. 5. Tell your mom or dad to change the batteries in your smoke alarm every year on your birthday. 6. Do not play with matches. 7. Never use the stove without an adult. Some phones can be programmed to dial the fire department for you. Ask your parent if your phone is programmed and how it works.
Thanks for listening.
Bye!